With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. We are learning more about that friendly fire incident in Kuwait, where three U.S. fighters were shot down. Correspondent John Gambrell.
The United States military says that Kuwait has accidentally shot down three American fighter jets in that tiny country as they were engaged against Iran in open air-to-air combat. This shows just how chaotic the wider situation has gotten in the Middle East just days after the American-Israeli campaign against Iran started. Now, this attack in Kuwait saw the Iranians actually fly fighter jets themselves into that country alongside drones and missile fire. And the Kuwaitis mistakenly thought the American fighter jets were enemy aircraft. That's according to U.S. Military Central Command that says all the pilots on board safely bailed out and are now receiving medical care.
Federal court rejecting the Trump administration's attempt to slow the tariff refund process. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Justice Department wanted to slow the process of refunding billions of dollars worth of tariffs, but a federal court refused, sending it to a lower court to sort out. The legal activity follows last month's Supreme Court ruling that struck down the tariffs as illegal, clearing the way for the importers who paid them to seek refunds. However, the high court offered no guidance on refunds. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Savannah Guthrie and her sister returning to their mother's home in Tucson Monday, their first sighting of the house since Nancy Guthrie was abducted about a month ago. They laid yellow flowers in a makeshift tribute to their mother. India and Canada have agreed to strengthen their economic partnership. Two sides expect to increase bilateral trade to some $50 billion by 2030. This is SRN News. Texas has sued an abortion pill provider. Michael Harrington explains.
Attorney General Ken Paxton accuses Aid Access of illegally shipping abortifacients into the state in violation of its pro-life laws. In his complaint, Paxton says, quote, Aid Access's illegal acts in Texas are not theoretical. They have already caused the deaths of unborn children across the state. Aid Access is a notorious part of a growing network of out-of-state abortion traffickers that deliberately target Texas residents. Michael Harrington reporting.
War Secretary Pete Hegseth says Scouting America will alter several policies to maintain its support from the U.S. military. Changes include a requirement that members use biological sex at birth and not gender identity. Hegseth has criticized Scouting America's rebrand in 2024 from the Boy Scouts and other changes in recent years. This is SRN News. Travel stocks diving as the Mideast conflict continues. Here's Bill Alexander.
Travel shares tumbled on Monday, shedding $22.6 billion as the escalating conflict between the U.S., Israel, and Iran disrupted flights worldwide, closed key Middle Eastern hubs, and set oil prices surging. The UN's International Civil Aviation Organization told countries they have the responsibility to ensure the safety and security of air transport operations, facilities, and passengers.
The runner who was leading the women's race of the U.S. Half Marathon Championships until she was mistakenly led off the course by a guide vehicle, now calling on USA Track and Field to make right, an outcome that cost her a spot on the World Championships this fall. Jess McClain was ahead by a wide margin with a mile and a half to go Sunday when she and three other runners followed the guide vehicle on a wrong turn. More details, srnnews.com.